WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Home computers, which are linked to central networks, are transforming social interactions in this country and around the world. Our language commentator Jeffrey Nunberg recently spent his vacation in France, where one of these systems has made the electronic rendezvous the chic way to go.
A couple of years ago, the French took the bold step of giving every telephone subscriber a small computer terminal called a Minitel. Using your Minitel, you can dial up not only telephone directory information, but also a range of public and private services. You can play computer games, take language lessons and read stock reports, or even make plane or restaurant reservations. But the services that have gotten the most attention are what the French call the messagerie, or computer message systems. When you dial into one of the messagerie, you can carry on conversations or correspondences with other people who are dialed into the same system. Some of the messagerie are used as mail services for normal business or for personal communication, but what most people are talking about these days are the controversial messagerie rose, or the pink services, which specialize in explicit sexual conversation. I guess we'd call them blue services. The use of these messagerie has become something of a national obsession. Everywhere you go, you see Minitel magazines and advertisements for messagerie rose with names like Telegay, Sado, and Tauride. You get the impression that the entire French nation is hunched over its computer terminals, writing mash notes to one another. Of course, we have electronic mail systems like these in America, but they are mostly used within organizations where everyone has access to a computer terminal, in industry, in the universities, or, as the Irangate hearings revealed, in the White House. I've gotten to depend on the system I use at work. In fact, I often find myself using electronic mail where I would have used the telephone before, whether it's a question of setting up a lunch date with a colleague or keeping in touch with a friend who teaches at a university across the country. What makes the French experiment interesting is that it shows what could happen when this kind of technology is widely available to the general public. Most of the technological innovations in communication over the past century have had the effect of replacing the use of writing with the use of speech. On the one hand, radio and television took over a lot of the functions of newspapers. And in the same way, the telephone changed our habits of personal communication. In Dickens' London, for example, there were 3 or 4 daily mail deliveries, and the post office provided same-day service to most of England. A middle-class Englishman might write 10 personal letters in a day. Whereas nowadays, we do most of our reaching out and touching someone over the phone. For myself, the only friends I still write letters to live in West Africa, and I suppose I'd call them too if I thought I had a chance of getting through on the local phone systems. But now we've finally gotten technologies that allow us to transmit written texts efficiently. You can address an electronic message to an individual or to a group. It'll be delivered immediately. What's more, the receiver can read it at his leisure, and you don't have to mess around with answering machines or wait around while somebody puts you on hold. Or, like the French, you can communicate with electronic pen pals without having to go through the time and expense of exchanging physical documents. As you browse through the letters and announcements that people send over the French messagerie, you can see people struggling to render their thoughts in writing, often for the first time in their lives. Of course, they are often pretentious or crude, and many of them have only the vaguest idea of spelling and grammar, but they are writing personal letters, which is something that most Americans don't do anymore. So I suppose we should welcome the new age of electronic mail, even if it doesn't have quite the romance of the old. There will be no more love notes dipped in rosewater and hidden in a hollow stump, just the flicker of phosphor on the screen.
Jeffrey Nunberg is a linguist associated with the Center for the Study of Language and Information at Stanford University.